Hi, this is Chip Talk Podcast with Princess Amarachi. This podcast looks at little things we say and don't do, and the effects of failed promises on me, on you, and on us. And so in Chip Talk, we say it to do it. This is actually the first episode of this season, and we've got to really understand what's it with this talk being cheap. So let's get started with keeping promises. Have you ever been disappointed by someone over a promise they didn't fulfill? Do you ever feel someone overreacted to your not being able to meet up with your promises? How exactly did you feel? So you know, communication has been an integral part of our lives, spanning across families, friends, businesses, relationships, to every sector you can think of. And if we don't get to talk or express ourselves within us and with others, then people will think we're abnormal. That's why people will actually look at a dumb man twice. But talking can still cause us harm if we abuse its freedom. So in keeping promises today, we'll look at why we easily make promises, why we don't fulfill them, the effects, and finally, how to keep it. I mean, what's it with all the talk and no action? So what was the last promise you made to someone today? Think about it for a while. Okay, for me, I promise to call someone when I'm done with this podcast. So how about you? Did you say something like, "Yes, honey, I'll take out the trash after dinner." Or as the boss, did you promise to give a salary raise in 6 months? Or to your friend, did you promise to be there in 5 minutes? So if you're like most people, you make commitments to others all the time. How often do you keep your promise? I know it's impossible to follow through on every single one we make in life, but how many you break and how you handle it when you do is key to understanding yourself. Just so we are clear, a promise is a declaration that one will do or refrain from doing something specified. It is a legally binding declaration that gives the person to whom it is made a right to expect or to claim the performance or forbearance of a specified act. Okay, that's the definition from Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Having known that, when we don't keep a promise to someone, it communicates to the person that we don't value him or her. We've chosen to put something else ahead of our commitment. So even when we break small promises, others learn that they cannot count on us, because tiny cracks develop in our relationships marked by broken promises. But don't come up with this "they understand" thing, because I know that's what someone is going to say. My friend understands me. He knows the kind of person I am. He knows I'm very busy. He knows I can be very unreliable. But what do they really understand? That you're unreliable, what? I don't think that's a nice attribute for someone. So we're not only communicating all of this to others, we're also telling ourselves that we don't value our own word. We think it's okay to let someone down, to say something we don't mean, or to fail to follow through on something we said we would do. Not keeping a promise is the same as disrespecting yourself. So ultimately, it can harm our self-image, our self-esteem, and our life in general. So many of us are pretty casual about making promises. And so as a result, promises are frequently made at the drop of a hat, with no real intention of keeping them. You hear things like, "Let's do lunch tomorrow," "I'll call you later," and "I'm sorry, I won't do it again." You're sorry, won't do it again, but just blink your eye and it's done over and over and over again. However, this casual attitude can have real consequences. We just make the commitment so we don't fold hands. My sister, after we are done clapping for you, we are waiting you to do. So don't actually get carried away with the claps. Think it twice before you say it. So we make promises for lots of reasons. I'm sure someone is wondering, why exactly do I make promises? And our intentions are usually good. Yeah. For example, we want to help other people. We want to make them happy or to make something happen. But sadly, our actions don't always measure up to the promises that we make. So some of the reasons we don't keep our word might include that we don't realize that we've made or implied a promise. So when you hear someone say, "Was that a promise? Did I say that? I was just talking." And then someone at the other end has already taken that serious. Another reason might be that we forget what we've said. that serious. Or we get sidetracked by other events. Some of us lose enthusiasm when we realize that keeping our word is harder than we expected. And we haven't allowed enough time. You know what we'll say? It actually clashed. And so I didn't have to keep it. I'm sorry about that. That's when you say you have a scheduling conflict. But you may get away with letting someone down once or twice. That is understandable. But the consequences can be deep and enduring if you go back on your promises too often, whether or not it's intentional. Your co-workers will likely hesitate to ask you for help again, and you might find yourself excluded from discussions. You know, one thing that happens with people when they don't keep promises is that most times people might not meet you and tell you that you're unreliable. They just take decisions without you knowing. So you just see people withdrawing from you or not giving you very difficult tasks or very important tasks because your manager may start allocating projects to more reliable people and you could lose certain privileges. And if you're a manager, your people may grow dissatisfied with your leadership or lose respect for you. And that you might not actually know. But deep within them, you're no one to hold his or her word to heart. And they'll put more effort into developing a backup plan in case you don't deliver than getting the job done. And so as a result, your team's motivation and performance will drop off. So the personal consequences of breaking your word can be very serious, much more than it is on the other person. Your professional standing will decline as more people lose their trust in you. You may come up with all manner of excuses for your behavior, which can further damage your reputation. And if you're someone who feels shame or guilt, you could start to suffer from stress or a crisis of confidence. So, with all these consequences, ask yourself some serious questions. Do I sometimes agree to things, even though I know that I can't do them or that I don't want to? Or have people stopped asking me for help or support? You might let yourself down too. For example, how often do you cancel personal plans at the last minute? And have you ever sabotaged your own important goals? So when you break a promise, no matter how small it may seem to you, alarm bells aren't going to go off. But it can damage your relationship or your reputation. Think about it. When someone else breaks a promise to you or gets caught in a lie, doesn't that make you feel violated or cheated? You can't help wondering whether you were wrong to ever trust that person. I think I find it difficult to trust people who do not show some sense of commitment to their words. To be sincere, it's going to take a whole long time for me to trust you again. And that's what happens when we don't keep the promises. So I'll tell you the story of Jane. Jane walked up to me and told me, "I'll never show up early for any casual meeting with Chidi." She was actually very angry. He has always been unreliable, but for him to make me almost miss an important interview because he failed to keep to his promise of taking me there. And this was what he said in his actual voice. "I know the job location. I'll take you there." Only for me to get stranded at the junction and guess his reason. I didn't know it was that serious. "I'm sorry." "Seriously?" That was actually my response. Well, this is actually funny. But I couldn't look at Jane when she was talking to me without her face squeezed. And the decision she made, yes, you might actually say, is that rather too harsh. But we really need to understand that there's really not much time to prove that you're reliable. We do not need to punch someone to get them hurt. And so there's something called false alarm. And that's when what we do when we break a promise. It becomes difficult to trust us even when we are seriously sincere. There's something you need to remember. Trust is built through a series of experiences shared with others. And when behavior is consistent, faith in the relationship develops. When promises are broken or people are misled, the bonds of trust are breached. So what are we going to do? Because it's been a norm already, like breaking hearts, breaking promises seems to be a normal thing, but that's naturally supposed to be. How do I become conscious of these little things I say and never do? How do I make it certain that when I say you're going to listen to another podcast next week, you're certain you're going to hear it? Okay, firstly, I think it begins with you telling yourself the truth. There's been no change that is ever done without it coming from the inside. So we lie a lot to ourselves, but if we are true to promises we even make to ourselves, simple things as resolutions. I mean, how many of us has kept to the resolutions that we made this year? promises of, I'll rest when I'm done with this work, or I'll eat when I'm done with this work, are things that we need to keep. So we just have to start being true to us. We just have to understand what we can do and what we can't do. Until you tell yourself, this is me, this is the limit I can take, then you are already your own liar. So if you're making more commitment than you can keep, you need to ask yourself the following questions. What is my motivation behind this promise? Why am I making a particular commitment? Like, what is my intention? Why am I doing this? Is it for me or for the recipient? Because sometimes we do something purely out of good intentions, and other times it is for what we will receive. We might believe that we need to say yes to get what we want or to ensure someone will like us. Like, people are actually interested in you impressing them. I don't think so. Now, you need to ask yourself if you're being realistic, because life moves at the speed of light and we often have to pick and choose how we spend our time. So consider your schedule and ask yourself if this is a promise you can keep. It is always better to undercommit and overdeliver than overpromise and fall short. I think you need to tweet that. It is always better to undercommit and overdeliver than overpromise and fall short. So I'll tell you how happy my friend was when she saw me in her wedding, because I told her, I'm not certain I'll be around, so don't expect me. So I didn't overpromise. And then when I actually showed up, she was so excited. You know, to see the look in her face. So what if I told her I'll certainly be there, knowing fully well that it wasn't certain, and then she might have plans for me and I didn't show up, I'll end up giving excuses. I'm not saying you should not promise, but be certain that when you say something, it's going to happen. Is it crucial for me to make this promise? That's another question you need to ask yourself. Is it really necessary? Do I have to say it? Because there is nothing in life that says you must make promises to others. We all can't stand the boss who looks us in the eyes and commits to something she can't or won't deliver. Or why do you think people are actually upset with the government? Because they make promises they don't deliver. Why do you think people are actually upset with the fact that there is something called one being a civil servant? Because they know that the government is not going to pay their salary as expected. So don't be that person. If you don't know if you can come through or not, it is fine to simply set appropriate expectations. Tell your neighbor that you would love to help plan the party, but you're unsure if you can do it because of your busy schedule, and that you will let her know next week. And that's a promise too. So try to keep it. And people expect honesty, even when faced with an answer that might not exactly be what they want to hear. So keeping these things in mind can help us manage commitments more effectively, which helps us keep positive record. So keeping our promises is good for others and good for us. Now, when it comes to the business and professional sector, there's something I want us to understand, that if you want to keep a promise, you need to get it in writing. The difficulty with verbal agreements is that they are often vague and tend to be perceived differently by both parties. So this one understands it from this angle, the other one understands it from the other angle. And mind you, this is business. So you may not even agree when a promise or agreement is unfulfilled, because you have different views on what precisely was promised. Thank goodness terms and conditions are mostly written, because you see people interpret it in different angles, I'm sure. So make it a practice to get professional agreements in writing. This makes it much easier for both parties to keep their word. And when both parties are very clear on what is expected, it is more likely that agreements will be upheld. And don't understand that small promises do count, because people often dismiss small promises as unimportant. But that is just not true. I don't know where we got this rating scale of big and small promises. You don't call back when you say you will. You don't repay a loan, that's astounding. Did I even say a loan? When you meet the market woman and you tell her, I'll just give me this good on credit, I'll pay back tomorrow. And she gives you the goods on credit, and tomorrow you find another way to pass by. You don't go through that way anymore. Next time when you come, you just see that big banner there. No credit today, come tomorrow. Or maybe it's just that it doesn't seem important to keep your confidence. If you fail to take the minor promises seriously, you destroy trust and damage your reputation. So failing to keep these small promises gives the appearance of being disorganized and irresponsible. You make the other person feel dismissed and unimportant. Perhaps even more important, when people realize that you consistently keep smaller promises, they will reasonably believe that you can keep your word on important things. So the last thing I want you to know that is that you need to do it anyway. Ask yourself this question. Can I do it anyway? So don't rationalize or make excuses for yourself. Push yourself a bit. For the sake of the word you've already uttered, work a little longer, sacrifice something else, persevere despite what it costs you. Both the external and internal cost of failing will be much higher. So following through on a difficult promise not only gives you satisfaction, but also raises the level of respect you receive from others. Why do you think some parents have to go through all the sacrifices to ensure their children meet up? Because they've promised them a good life, and they need to keep it. So if you truly want to be successful in life, if you want to have high quality relationships and advance your career or business, you hold promises as sacred agreements, you don't miss deadlines, and you make a practice to follow through on your commitments. Don't make excuses. Okay, that said, on rare occasions, something truly unavoidable prevents you from making a deadline or keeping a promise. When this happens, ask to alter the promise or be released from the agreement. Most people will understand if you have consistently kept your promises in the past. When I break a promise, do I handle it well? When I unexpectedly get the holiday shift at work, do I let my family know that I can be available at the meeting? When a significant event arises that prevents me from meeting a friend as promised, do I give that friend a heads up early enough so that she can make other plans? Most people are reasonable when it comes to a change of plans, as long as we have an explanation and are kind about it. So expect the same of others. Most often, people will keep their word. You should expect the best of people and give them your trust until they prove they are not worthy of it. Don't make the mistake of taking agreements you make with others lightly. Be clear about what they are promising and then hold them to it. Now, when someone fails to keep their word, don't excuse them. Be clear and honest in your disappointment. Tell them straight up, "I'm totally disappointed." Don't try to pretend, because they would know that it's actually bad for them not to have kept their promise. So remind them of their broken promise and let them know how their failure has inconvenienced you, cost you, hurt you, or let you down. Next time, they'll take actions. So when this happens, don't expect them to keep their promise in the future, because trust once damaged must be earned, so they need to earn it. So when you tell your colleague that you'll chair next week's meeting, you turn up on time and do a good job. When you inform your manager that you have the report on his or her desk by tomorrow, you deliver it. So over time, honoring your promises can earn you an enviable reputation for dependability, reliability, and trustworthiness. This in turn can help you to develop and deepen your working relationship. I hope this makes sense, because talk ends cheap if we stay true to our words. So today, start with you, keep your promises to you and to others. So that's all for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now, but I'll see you in the next episode of Cheap Talk, hosted by me, Princess Amarachi, from Jamit.fm. Bye.